You're listening to continuing coverage from the trial of Corey Richens from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Mr. Burmester, please proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning. Could you please state your full name and spell your last name?
My name is Cameron Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N.
No.
May I ask you to do me a favor?
Yes.
You can sit wherever you're comfortable. Will you pull the mic a little closer to you?
Yes, absolutely.
It's easier to move the mic.
Okay.
You can just pull it towards you. Thank you.
Now, we called Cameron Sessions. Now, Ms. Larson ends up on the stand. What has happened?
I changed my name since getting married.
Okay. And since March 4th of 2022?
I was married in October of 2021. I just didn't change my name until later.
Got it. Perfect. Thank you. What is your current employment?
My current employment is an evidence technician with the Park City Police Department.
I see. Now, back in 2022, did you have an assignment with the Office of the Medical Examiner?
Correct.
Your voice is so soft. Really get that mic close to you. I just want to make sure your testimony is important. So, in March of 2022, with regards to the OME, did you have a specific geographic responsibility?
Yes, I was in the Summit County area. I did not perform in Park City proper, though. Just in the jurisdiction of the Summit County Sheriff's Office.
Has that since changed?
Yes.
Now you're Park City OME?
Correct.
Somebody else is?
Correct.
Summit County. I see. Okay. Was that a relatively new assignment for you?
Yes. It would have been my first one by myself without a mentor.
Oh, I see. And had you been training on that for some time before that?
Yes.
About how long?
I'd say probably about 2 months.
I see. Did you, with regards to your other assignment, do you have training or with regards to your Park City assignment?
Yes.
What could you elaborate on that just briefly?
On what my assignment is currently?
Yes. What training do you have before you started as Park City evidence?
I was a dispatcher as well as a crime scene and evidence technician. So I had...
Did you have training for that evidence technician?
Yes.
Could you briefly describe what that is?
How to take photos, write reports, stuff of that nature.
I see. So on that particular day... March 4th of 2022, did you have an occasion to be at 282 Willow Court in Francis?
Yes.
How did you know to go there?
I don't remember who, but I was given a call to come perform as the medical examiner investigator.
Okay. Do you recall what time you arrived approximately?
Approximately 6:30 a.m.
When you got there, what did you see?
I was led into the master bedroom where I saw the decedent at the foot of the bed covered by a white sheet.
Did you at some point remove the white sheet?
Yes.
What did you see then?
The decedent was laying face up with a t-shirt over his face and boxer shorts.
Okay. Did you notice any other objects or things associated with his body?
He did have red fluid on his face.
Okay. How about any medical intervention devices?
Yes. Yes.
Tell me about those.
He had a few different things. If I remember correctly, he had AEDs on his chest.
What? I'm sorry, you said what?
AED.
What's that?
The shocking device.
I see.
On his chest, and then he may have had some tubing in his knees.
Did you have an opportunity to get closer and look over his body, inspect his body?
Yes.
Front and back?
Yes.
And did you see any evidence of injury?
No.
When you arrive on a scene as the OME, do the police department, or in this case the sheriff's office, have other responsibilities that kind of cross over?
Yes. They're not supposed to touch the body until I arrive, but we were working in the same room.
Okay. Does that include collecting evidence?
Yes.
Okay. Did you work with anyone from the Summit County Sheriff's Office?
Yes, Chelsea Gibson as well as Detective Woody.
When you... At some point, were you instructed to look for some particular evidence?
Yes.
What was that?
I was asked to look for any signs of alcohol.
Okay. And what did you do about looking for alcohol?
I looked in the trash cans.
Okay. Which trash cans did you look?
The master bedroom, the kids' bathroom, as well as the kitchen.
Okay. Did you look anywhere else besides these trash cans?
Not to my recollection.
I'm so sorry. I need you to speak louder.
Okay.
Thank you. Like, take a deep breath, shake it out, but we need you to be louder.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did you look in drawers or cupboards or anything like that?
No.
Why not?
My job as the medical examiner investigator was to go and check the body and the decedent.
Did you see anything in these trash cans?
To my recollection, there was nothing in the master bedroom or the bathroom. However, in the kitchen, there was coffee grounds, a newspaper, and a cock and bull bottle.
Okay. I'm unfamiliar with cock and bull. What does that mean?
It's a ginger beer.
I see. Is that an alcoholic beverage?
No, sir.
Okay. Did you note that in your report at all?
I did not.
So it's some 4 years later. How do you remember that there was this cock and bull ginger beer, non-alcoholic beverage you were not looking for, in the garbage can?
It is something that my dad kept on hand as a child.
Okay. But just because you had it in your house, was there something about cock and bull ginger beer?
It has a very distinct name and a very distinct bottle. And so it was something that just jogged my memory.
I see. Did you look around the master bedroom where Eric Richens' body was for medications, things like that?
On surface areas.
Did you look for any evidence of alcohol out in the open in the master bedroom?
Not to my recollection.
Okay. Did you see any?
No.
With regards to medications, did you or Chelsea Gibson collect any medication bottles or medication from the master bedroom that you're aware of?
I don't remember taking any bottles.
Okay. Did you find identification of the decedent?
Yes.
Okay. Where did you find that?
I don't remember where it was found.
Okay. Did you... can we focus attention on State's Exhibit 10-1, please, just for the witness and the lawyers?
One moment. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I think that this has... having had a chance to look at those, do you recognize those?
Yes.
Can you describe what these two photographs are?
One is a photo of a black wallet with a Utah ID for the decedent.
Okay. And the other one?
Next one is a photo with the OME placard as well as two driver's licenses with the decedent.
Okay. Do they accurately and fairly depict the driver's license and the driver's license of the decedent on that night?
Yes.
State would offer State's Exhibit 10-1.
Yes. No objection.
10-1 is admitted. I'm going to publish to the jury.
Please, Your Honor.
Okay.
Did the person depicted in the driver's license appear to be the same person who was the decedent who was laying there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. Now, can you, when you are finished doing your investigation, what do you do with the decedent's body?
Transport is called. We wait until transport arrives, and then the decedent is placed in a body bag, and we have a seal that goes through the two zippers to close the body bag.
Okay, so you can't access the body bag without breaking that seal. Is that the purpose?
Correct.
Okay. I'd like you to turn your attention to State's Exhibit 10-2, please. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a picture of the tag that will be placed on the body bag.
Okay. And does that tag have a specific number?
Yes, it is 0002713.
Is that number important?
It helps. The number is correlated with the specific decedent, so that when the body arrives at the OME's office, they can make sure that the numbers match.
Okay. So it's unique. It's not everyone for Summit County is 2713.
No.
Okay. Does this photograph accurately and fairly depict the tag in at the scene?
Yes.
State would offer State's Exhibit 10-2.
Housekeeping, if we may approach.
Yeah. Mr. Ramos, my apologies. Look at the screen.
Oh.
Let me know if you have any objection to this version.
Can we just move to the right?
Yeah. There you go.
That's better.
Yes. Thank you, Judge.
Okay. So we're going to publish this version to the jury, and Scott, if you would make a note to have this version of, I forget the number here.
It's 10-2.
If you would have this version of 10-2 be the one that gets admitted.
Shall do, Your Honor.
All right. We'll publish 10-2 as amended by the state. I appreciate that right now.
Okay. So you say you, once the body and any other things that you put in there, what other things might you put in with the body?
Any identification such as driver's license. If there was any medication with his name on it, that would have also went to the medical examiner's office.
So in this case, those two driver's licenses were packaged?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to turn your attention to 10-3, please. You see that?
Yes.
Do you recognize that?
I recognize the tag. It appears that photo was taken at the medical examiner's office.
Okay. Were you at the medical examiner's office?
No, sir.
Is the body bag and the seal on the zipper accurately depicted as you last saw it?
Yes.
In that photograph? State would offer State's Exhibit 10-3.
Any objection to 10-3, counsel?
Sorry, Judge, I just want to make sure.
I don't. We're not going to object. I think it's going to come in to be another witness, which I would feel comfortable. I don't see any objection now. That's
okay.
I can cross examine if I have any questions. Thank you.
10-3 is admitted and published.
Yes, Your Honor. Okay, so what you're talking about then, may I have permission for the witness to step down and just point out.
Yeah, one moment.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, watch your step, please.
Can you just show the jury how you looped that together?
Yes, is this working? Okay. As you can see, there's the two zippers right here with the tag that cannot be taken apart unless it's cut.
Perfect. And that's the way you saw it when you last saw the seating in the body bag. That was how it looked?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. You can return to your seat.
Thank you.
So what happened next after you've sealed the body of Eric Richens in that body bag? What happens next?
I escorted the body bag out with the transport team. Once the decedent was in the van, that's the end of my role.
Okay. And what's the transport team?
It's a team that we contracted with at the time with Summit County that is just responsible for moving decedents from scenes to the medical examiner's office or wherever they need to go.
I have no further questions for this witness.
I just want to keep going. Okay.
No further questions?
Understood.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Mr. Ramos is stepping up.
That is all that. Oh, he is stepping up.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was a bit. No, I was just shocked that you didn't have questions.
Oh. You and my wife both. Ms. Larson?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is wild that this would be your first crime scene that you're showing up to.
Yes.
Memorable, to say the least.
Yes.
Okay. I want to ask you a couple questions about what an OME investigator does.
Okay.
Okay? Mr. Burmester kind of touched on it. As I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, your role as an OME investigator is to show up to a crime scene and document the body and anything you feel important.
Correct.
That includes photography.
Correct.
And gathering any type of belongings, as we saw.
Correct.
Identifying the deceased.
Correct.
You indicated gathering prescriptions, perhaps.
Correct.
Okay. And in that training, you indicated that you were working alongside with the Summit County Sheriff's Office.
Correct.
And it was Ms. Gibson as well as Ms. Woody.
Correct.
Now, when you say work alongside, are you part of the same, do you guys have the same role? Or when you say you were working together, it's just, hey, I'm doing my thing, you're doing your thing. If you see something, let me know, kind of thing. Could you explain that a little bit more to me?
My role for medical examining investigator is just the decedent. Their role would to be to do any evidence and investigation.
Okay. And so when you're talking about gathering or looking in the trash cans, was that something that they requested?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this was your first one. Is that... Since then, I guess, or even that day, did that seem odd to you?
At the time, it didn't seem odd. It didn't seem odd to me.
You said at the time. Did it seem odd now?
No, I think that I would just stick to my role next time.
Right. Now,
What's the date today?
24th? A year ago today, you were actually, you had an interview with the Summit County Sheriff's Office, right?
I don't remember if it was a year ago today, but yes.
Okay. Can I show you something just to see if you recognize it?
Yes.
And I just look at it. You don't have to read the whole thing. Just let me know if you recognize it, and then maybe find the date.
I do recognize it. It says February 24th, 2025.
Is that yours?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Does that, having reviewed that, does that refresh your recollection as to whether or not you had a meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Now, at that time, a year ago today, were you still employed as an OME investigator, or had you moved on?
I was still employed. However, I was with a different jurisdiction.
Okay. Still as an OME investigator, though?
Correct.
Okay. And is it, this is common to come back about, you know, I don't know how long, 3 years after to have some follow-up conversation?
This would be my first time.
That was your first time? Mm-hmm. Okay. And we talked a little bit about the reason that the Summit County Attorney's Office asked you to come in, correct? They had questions about what you found in the garbage.
Correct.
Correct? And we mentioned the cock and bull beer. It is very distinct, a little chubby one, very good. Now, you clarified during that meeting, though, your involvement with Corey, right?
Yes.
And specifically, you talked about how you really only had one conversation with her, right?
Correct.
And that was in, I believe, her child's bedroom?
Correct.
And it was to sit down with her and tell her what's going to happen.
Correct.
Like what the protocol is, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you indicated during that conversation, you indicated that she was crying, correct?
Correct.
And she had her hands on her face, correct?
Correct.
And you gave her the number and the contact information for whoever she needed to call, correct?
Correct.
Now, I want to go back to the day of March 4th, okay? You were asked, again, this was your first time, to go look at the garbage cans, right?
Yes.
Now, you were, I imagine you found this on the main floor, correct?
I believe so.
Did you ever go downstairs?
No.
Okay, so you didn't know if there was another kitchen or anything down there?
No.
Okay. So the where you found the cock and bull ginger beer bottle, that was in the kitchen trash can?
Correct.
Okay. Now, that's by the sink, correct? Kitchen sink, sorry.
I don't remember where the trash can was.
Fair. Do you remember at all seeing any... are you familiar with Moscow Mule cups? Copper mutts?
I am now.
You are now. Do you remember seeing any of those?
No.
And even... To be fair, the meeting you had a year ago, you came in and spoke with the Summit County Sheriff's Office. You even told them, I was like, I haven't even heard anything about this case since. I haven't followed it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, that was the only conversation you had with Ms. Richens, correct?
Correct.
You didn't have, you, it's not your job, and you didn't gather any evidence in terms of what happened, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Maybe you overheard things, right?
Yes.
Okay. I want to ask you about this one document. Just to see if you remember. Take a look at that. Take your time. Let me know if you remember it.
Yes.
Okay. And the Summit County Attorney's Office asked you about your report, right?
Yes.
And this is during that last meeting a year ago.
Yes.
And you indicated that you didn't recall writing certain things down, correct? Or, I'm sorry, that you don't remember where you got the information. Do you remember that?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Let me rephrase. The meeting you had a year ago, where you were brought in, you were asked about your report, your initial report. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. And they asked you about very specific things. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And you told them, I actually don't remember that, where I got that some of that information from. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Okay. So this document that I just showed you right now, the case narrative, is this, I'm just curious how you compile this. Is this something that you yourself write all out?
Yes.
It is. And where do you get that information?
I had gotten some information from the 911 call as well as the detective before writing the report.
And that's exactly my point, is that we know that your job isn't to do any investigation, right?
Correct.
And it's not to interview Ms. Richens and ask her what happened, right?
Correct.
But it is your job to get information, perhaps in this case from EMS or the 911 call, or Detective Woody, or any of the other officers that showed up, right?
Correct.
Now, you're just taking what they're giving you at face value, right?
Correct.
You're not getting it firsthand, correct?
Correct.
So you don't know how truthful it is, correct?
Correct.
And so it's fair to say that while you wrote this, apart from the information that you knew directly, like I showed up, I saw him, I bagged it, this is a number, apart from things that you actually did, it's fair to say that this is a summary or a copy.
We're going over.
Counsel.
Thank you, Judge. Forgot where I was. The information contained in the narrative contains information both that you did personally, but also information that you did not personally either obtain or witness. Fair?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, in the one of the things that I do want to talk about what you did. We saw the photographs, the bagging, the prescriptions. I want to ask you about that. You said that in the body bag, there were prescriptions as well as his property. Is that correct?
I don't remember sending any medications.
You don't remember sending medications?
No.
Okay. If there were medications, would that have been your job or would it have been somebody else's?
If there was medication that was out in the open with his name on it, then yes, it would have gone. If it was medication that was not, did not have his name on it or was generic, it would not have gone with him.
Got it. And would you have taken pictures if you had put anything inside of the body bag?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't recall doing that in this case?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to go through my post-its. I think I'm done. Give me 1 second. Thank you so much, Ms. Larson.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Judge. No further questions.
Mr. Burmester.
When you, before you seal up the bag, you put anything that you fits within the confines of your duties to put within the in the bag with the decedent's body, do you have an inventory sheet saying what it is that you've included?
It's something that we fill out with the medical examiners on their website later at the time, but we often take notes of anything that was taken.
So is it an electronic inventory sheet or something? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And you get it off the... And so when it's received by the medical examiner, they've got access to what you've included?
Yes.
I see. If there were medications, that inventory sheet would have what you had included.
Yes.
Is it possible that other items of medication with his name on it were included in that bag that you don't remember today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you were, defense counsel asked you about this meeting. Do you remember the location where that meeting was with?
It was at the Summit County Sheriff's Office.
At the Sheriff's Office, okay. And was anyone there besides the county attorney?
It was myself, Ms. Olson, and Hopper.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Hopper is the an investigator?
I'm not certain what his role is anymore.
Okay. Do you recall if Detective O'Driscoll was there?
He was not.
Okay. I have no more questions.
Just to probably answer that. So,
Ms. Larson, the state just asked you about what would have been put in the bag and if it would have followed it, and then OME would have received it. I want to talk to you about that, okay?
Okay.
As I recall, you actually have to escort the decedent out, correct? Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And that was for the whoever you contracted with, I think is what you indicated.
Correct.
Okay. Now, when you do that, do you recall the names of who that was? I don't expect that you do.
No.
Okay. I'm going to show just something to Ms. Bless you, Ms. Larson.
You approach for 1 second, Mr. Register.
I don't have a physical problem. We just published that to Ms. Larson.
She's got it.
Okay. Ms. Larson, do you recognize this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is that the form that you filled out in this case?
Yes, this is a form that is given to the transport team.
Okay. With that, and you filled out everything you needed to fill out?
Correct.
And then I imagine they'll fill in the rest?
Correct.
Would you have put in here anything that would remind you of what was contained inside of the bag in terms of the prescription bottles specifically?
On this form?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. No problem. That's all I have, Judge.
All right. Mr. Burmester, may we allow Ms. Larson to step down?
Yes, Your Honor. That would be the state's request.
Please step down. Thanks for your time. Watch your step.
Judge. More continuous coverage from the trial of Corey Richens from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.